Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind is a political memoir and polemical nonfiction book by Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democratic Congresswoman, Army Reserve officer, and presidential candidate. The book presents her account of why she broke with the Democratic Party and redefined herself as an independent after years inside national politics. Rather than offering a detached party history, it combines personal narrative with a broader argument about constitutional government, free speech, faith, law, and order, and American civic identity. Gabbard frames the book as both explanation and warning an explanation of her own political shift and a warning that the party she once served no longer reflects the principles she believes are necessary for a free republic. The result is a highly partisan but clearly organized statement of political dissent. Aimed at readers interested in contemporary American polarization, party realignment, and the relationship between patriotism and public service, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why Tulsi Gabbard says she broke with the Democratic Party. The central narrative of the book is Gabbard's decision to leave a party that once elevated her as a rising national figure. She presents that break not as a sudden reversal, but as the outcome of a long accumulation of disagreements over ideology, tone, and priorities. In her account, the Democratic Party moved toward wokeness, intolerance, and identity-driven politics in ways she sees as incompatible with pluralism and civic unity. This matters because the book is not simply an anti-democratic critique. It is a story of disillusionment by an insider who believed she had an obligation to speak publicly once she concluded that the party had changed beyond recognition. The argument depends on her credibility as someone who served in elected office under the party label and therefore speaks from experience rather than from the outside. Readers are asked to evaluate whether party loyalty should outweigh constitutional or moral concerns when those two come into conflict. Secondly, the Constitution as the book's primary standard of political judgment. A defining feature of the book is its insistence that the U.S. Constitution, rather than party doctrine, should be the main measure of political legitimacy. Gabbard repeatedly returns to themes such as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, treating them as practical commitments rather than abstract slogans. Her criticism of the Democratic Party is organized around the claim that it has drifted from those commitments by tolerating speech restrictions, politicized governance, and contempt for institutional restraints. This constitutional framing gives the book a more serious purpose than a routine campaign-style complaint. It presents political disagreement as a question of civic order and individual rights. The effect is to move the discussion away from short-term electoral politics and toward first principles about what government is for. Even readers who do not agree with her conclusions can see that her argument is built around a coherent standard public policy should be judged by whether it protects the freedoms promised by the Constitution. Thirdly, free speech, faith, and law enforcement as flashpoints in modern party politics. Gabbard identifies several recurring flashpoints that she believes reveal the Democratic Party's transformation hostility to free speech, antagonism toward people of faith, suspicion of law enforcement, and support for open borders. These are not isolated complaints. They function together as evidence of a broader cultural and political shift. By grouping them in this way, the book argues that the party has adopted attitudes that weaken social trust and blur the boundaries between legitimate criticism and institutional delegitimization. The emphasis on these issues also shows how the book blends policy critique with cultural criticism. Gabbard is not only objecting to specific bills or platforms, but to what she sees as a deeper intolerance toward dissenting views and traditional civic institutions. This gives the book its strongest polemical energy because it addresses issues many readers already associate with American polarization. At the same time, the argument depends heavily on the reader's prior views, since each of these flashpoints is politically contested and interpreted differently across the political spectrum. Fourthly, personal service, military experience, and the ethics of leadership. The book relies heavily on Gabbard's identity as a soldier and public servant to support her political authority. Her military service and experience in Congress are presented as evidence that she speaks from a life of duty rather than from abstract ideology. This matters because the book is also a defense of a certain leadership style: humility, compassion, spiritual grounding, and courage. Those traits are offered as alternatives to the performative conflict and opportunism she associates with modern politics. The leadership message makes the book more than a protest against one party. It becomes a claim about what kind of character is needed in public life, especially during periods of national division. By stressing service, sacrifice, and discipline, Gabbard frames patriotism as an ethic of responsibility rather than a partisan identity. That helps explain why the book appeals to readers who may be skeptical of both major parties, but still want a model of civic seriousness and personal conviction. Lastly, a call to independent politics and a broader conservative liberty coalition. The book ultimately functions as a call to action for Americans who feel politically homeless or frustrated by establishment politics. Gabbard does not merely describe her own departure from the Democratic Party. She urges readers to consider whether their own political allegiances still reflect their values. Her move to independent status is symbolically important because it suggests that fidelity to country can require leaving inherited labels behind. The practical implication is a politics organized less around tribal loyalty and more around constitutional freedom, peace, and national cohesion. This makes the book relevant to a broader audience than just former Democrats, because it speaks to voters across ideological lines who are disillusioned with polarization and institutional rhetoric. The appeal is strongest for readers who want a critique of progressive politics that is grounded in personal experience rather than academic theory. As a result, the book works both as memoir and as a political recruitment text for a liberty-oriented coalition outside the usual party structure. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand Tulsi Gabbard's political break from the Democratic Party and the arguments she uses to justify it. It will be especially relevant to politically engaged readers, independents, conservatives, libertarians, and disaffected Democrats who are trying to make sense of current party realignments. The main benefit of the book is not balanced analysis in the scholarly sense, but direct access to the worldview of a prominent political figure who left one of the two major parties after serving within it. That makes it useful as a case study in contemporary American polarization and the language of constitutional politics. Compared with similar political memoirs, it stands out because Gabbard combines personal biography, military service, and explicit ideological dissent. The result is a book that is less about self-promotion than about making a public case for loyalty to country over party. Readers looking for a concise, forceful, and clearly partisan account of why one national politician rejected the Democratic Party will find it distinctive and revealing. If you would like to support Tulsi Gabbard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.